for months. Former Vice President Joe Biden has counted on South Carolina's sure early win in the Democratic presidential race that would leave no question he was the party's best choice to take on President Trump. But after lackluster performances in Iowa and New Hampshire, sinking national poll numbers, and mediocre debate performances, many people in South Carolina cringed at the notion that Dwyer's electorate would rescue Biden's struggling campaign. It's like he's taking South Carolina for granted, said Lindelof, 67. Who came this week to phone bank for Biden despite her frustrations. You cannot treat African Americans like that. You cannot take us for granted.